Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Sharon. Oh, yes, yep. Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Okay, did he come back through the week for a recheck? Has he been back since last Saturday? Has he been back since last Saturday? Did you bring him back through the week at all? Oh, right, okay. Oh dear, okay. Yeah, but it's come off already. Oh dear. And how is he otherwise? He's eating okay and happy and oh, good. Good. Okay. Let me see. I'll just go have a chat to Vanessa and see if she wants to rebandage it or just leave it. I'll just pop you on hold. It won't be too long.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment should your pet require it.
Are you there? Yeah, so I had a chat to Vanessa. She said if he's not chewing at it, you can probably just leave it off. You just have to really watch him closely. If he does chew at it and make a bleed, obviously you'll need to come and get another one on. But if he's leaving it alone, you should be right to just leave it off. It probably was. It probably was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she said that. Yeah. Okay, no, that's good. If it's looking good, yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's all you need to do. Just if he's chewing at it a bit, you might have to get it rebandaged because if he starts bleeding, as you know, birds can't afford to lose too much blood. So just watch him. Yeah, just watch him closely. If he's leaving it alone, just leave it because it'll heal over, fully. Yeah. No, just if you're home with him today, just watch him. Make sure he's not chewing at it. If he keeps at it, like this morning, that you might need to bring him back in for another quick bandage. But fingers crossed, just give him lots to distract him, like lots of treats and food and things, and try and distract him from it. But yeah, but just we're here till 1 o'clock, so just let us know if he keeps at it this morning. Alrighty, fingers crossed, he leaves it alone. Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, so hopefully he'll just leave it. Alrighty. No worries. Okay, you're right. Have a good day. Bye. Bye.